Oh, good. Well, speaking of one of them, this is a poem whose season, you know, in these Japanese haiku, there's usually a season word or an indicator of what time of year it is. And this is a little premature because the season for this poem or the phenomenon in it is summer, late-ish summer. It's called The Lanyard. The other day, as I was ricocheting slowly off the pale blue walls of this room, bouncing from typewriter to piano, from bookshelf to an envelope lying on the floor, I found myself in the L section of the dictionary, where my eyes fell upon the word lanyard. No cookie nibbled by a French novelist could send one more suddenly into the past. A past where I sat at a workbench at a camp by a deep Adirondack lake, learning how to braid thin plastic strips into a lanyard, a gift for my mother. I had never seen anyone use a lanyard or wear one if that's what you did with them. But that did not keep me from crossing strand over strand again and again until I had made a boxy red and white lanyard for my mother. She gave me life and milk from her breasts, and I gave her a lanyard. She nursed me in many a sick room, lifted teaspoons of medicine to my lips, set cold face cloths on my forehead, and then led me out into the airy light and taught me to walk and swim, and I in turn presented her with a lanyard. Here are thousands of meals, she said, and here is clothing and a good education, and here is your lanyard, I replied, which I made with a little help from a counselor. Here is a breathing body and a beating heart, strong legs, bones, and teeth, and two clear eyes to read the world, she whispered. And here I said is the lanyard I made at camp. And here I wish to say to her now is a smaller gift, not the archaic truth that you can never repay your mother, but the rueful admission that when she took the two-tone lanyard from my hands, I was as sure as a boy could be that this useless, worthless thing I wove out of boredom would be enough to make us even. Thank you. I was a camper. When I was a camper, it was the lanyard or the potholder. There was nothing in between. My first experience with a dilemma. So I chose the lanyard, the path, well-traveled path. I had friends who, contemporaries who went to more kind of privileged camps, and they had a wider selection of choices, including ceramics. And they would come back with gifts for their parents also useless, but more time-consuming in the making. There would be an ashtray for father, which would be just flat as a board, just a ceramic flatness. And then they would make these cups. They would be very misshapen, kind of Salvatore Dali type cups, and the cups would not have a handle because they weren't smart enough to put a handle on the cup. So these were pretty useless also. And I've heard from, just one mother really told me that these misshapen, useless cups are known as lanyard holders. So that's where the lanyard goes.